yesterday we were in the middle of Oros HaTshuva Parak Dalet post-tes, and we were talking about the tragedy or the pain that comes when a person wakes up. I guess that's not the tragedy, that's the refuah already coming. When a person wakes up in a state of pain that they have, or at least they feel like they've wasted a part of their life having strayed off into foreign fields. And in the words of Rav Kook, they feel the pain of shame at having have left the Nachlas HaAvos, the Yerusha from the earlier generations. Here we were thinking we were running off, starting a new revolution, and we thought we were starting something very new and throwing our tefillin into the ocean and forgetting about the old ways. And revitalizing what it means to be a Jew. For Rav Kook's time, what that meant is the new yeshuv, the new Jew, an army, a strong sense of independence. For us, what that means is when we sometimes, as I still consider myself amongst the young, and we see certain things that are broken in institutions, even in the quote-unquote institution of Judaism, and we try to blaze a new path. And unfortunately, says Rav Kook, oftentimes what happens is that one day you wake up and you realize my new path is not a hemshich of the old path, but I mamish blazed a new path, and in the process, I burnt down the old path. The pain comes when I recognize that really I didn't have to do that all along, because the old path contained the new path. Judaism is a multifaceted phenomenon. Hashem Yisbarach is constantly revealing, in the words of Rav Kook, Shaholich v'nimshach midor dor, Hashem is revealing the Or HaElokei in every generation in a new way, slowly but surely bringing us to the times of Mashiach. And one day a person wakes up with this tremendous sense of pain that they lost out big time. Not only, and I'm not sure if I emphasized this properly or enough yesterday, but not only do I feel the pain of having left behind that which I could have had from the Nachlas Avos of the generations past, but in addition to feeling that pain, I feel like I have a shallow or empty, you know, two-dimensional instead of a 3D, full-color, HD version of this new Judaism. Because this new thing that I tried to do is essentially lacking. It's not like, oh, I took the new for the old and I lost out on the old. No, I lost out on the old and I lost out on a more vibrant version of the new. Because so long as there's a, since we're in the middle of mitvos, once there's a hashaka to the old, that purifies the new path. As soon as the new path is coming from mayim shuvim, from my inner desire, which is coming not connected to the be'er mayim chayim of the previous generations of Judaism, so then one day, it's a guarantee I'm going to wake up and I'll be in a tremendous amount of pain. Right, Rav Kook spoke about the Choshech HaKafrani, the pathetic, you know, small town kfira, which you say, how did I get fooled by this? You know? How did I get fooled by this really bad magic trick of the Yetzirah that made me follow him into the darkness? So I think we're up to more than halfway through. The last thing we're talking about is the Tikkun Pegamei HaNefesh V'Esatzmus HaOz HaGufani HaSeder HaMedini V'Chemdas HaChabura V'Orchos Derech Eretz V'Savlanos HaGuna B'Yachid M'Kina Chai Neged Kol Misoe V'Ra Neged Kol Dofi V'Chor U'Mesiris Nefesh Penimis Bar Kol HaEmtzayim Sha'atov HaKol Ya'elim Lofia V'Yachal Lofia Al Yada. We're talking about how after that moment of waking up and pain, there comes a moment of Yishuv Hadas and of Mesinus, patience, and saying, you know what? I actually got a lot out of that straying in foreign fields. There are a lot of different trades, and there are a lot of different a lot of different skills that I picked up out there in the jungle of the Gulfs. And when we come back, we can use those skills to create political and social order. We're a little bit more refined in our Derech Eretz. But at the same time, all of the negative stuff that we picked up from the Golos, all of the negative stuff that we picked up from the Galus. It could be a person comes from the Americas to Eretz Yisrael, and they feel a certain sense of, you come back and there's a sense of pain. You don't feel like you quite belong. There's a simple taxi driver who's, you know, ripping you in Tanakh. And you're like, what happened? Where did I go? Like, what? But at the same time, you also feel like you gained something in the realm of Derech Eretz. You feel like maybe you're a little bit more, the way that you order a coffee in a coffee shop is with a certain American finesse. But together with that, you also are aware of the fact you come with a kinachaya, with a Pinchas Dikka zealousness, a living zealousness against all the disgusting and the evil and the schmutz that you picked up from America in terms of the way that we think and the way that we talk and the way that we approach things in life. Too many, like Rav Freifeld used to say, all the Bachrim in the Shiva are messed up. They all come to me with their dating stuff, you know, and they say, you know, it's, I don't feel this or I don't feel that. And he's like, maybe their Bona Shalom never watched Western romance movies. Maybe that's not what Hashem thinks about love. Maybe Hashem's version of love is much more about giving to the other person, and it's much more about what you can give to them as opposed to whether they make you feel like you're floating on a cloud. Maybe Hashem's not into, you know, he's not into those movies. Maybe that's not Hashem's thing. So we came with all this stuff, and so on the one hand, we have this like very, you know, especially us Americanishers, and Canadians for sure also, this very polite, you know, like genteel kind of way about us. But at the same time, there's also a lot of Gentile about us. Mm-hmm. And so we come with a kina aza, with a kina chaya, to come, and the contrast between what I am and what I see around me in this gula dika state, when I wake up from this tsar, is fuel, is a catalyst for burning out all the negativity. Oh. Kol Eile, right by the dash, there's like a big dash, that should help you find it. Kol Eile, Yold V'Yizgalu Oz B'Chativa Achas. All of this, this mixed up feeling of a certain pride, that I have some skills that I got along the way. There was something that I picked up outside of the base medrash. It could be that I had to go and, you know, for a while, toil in foreign fields and write papers in my English class, my mandatory English class or whatever that had to do. But you know what? When I came back, all of a sudden I feel like I can present my thoughts much more clearly. And what I wasn't able to do before, now I can make it, I can get a point across in Torah and in Musar and trying to express something holy to somebody else. And I feel like a mensch, I could speak to myself. All of that comes b'chativa achas. The feeling of, I have something good and I have something bad. It's chativa achas. It's one shtick of realization. Asher l'tomchem tzrichem anu al yedei hachsharas halavavos la'ora shel Torah ha'amiti apnimi razei Torah asher al yedei hashpos she'eshpio al eila asher davku behem v'lo ahechsher haroi kol kach rabu ha'menachrim osam v'hamal'ivin behem. This chativa achas of the good and the bad coming together, asher tomchem tzrichem anu al yedei hachsharas halavavos, there needs to be, because we understand that we're this tamtzis, this mix, this yerbuvia of good and bad together, so we need to purify ourselves. We need to, right? We need to go through the cauldron of Torah and allow the rischa daraisa, the boiling hot passion of creativeness and being creative in Torah, chidushei Torah, and being able to play around in the Torah and that enjoyment of the Torah, to kind of purify us from this mixture of galus of good and bad, of all b'chativa achas. Aydei hachsharas halavavos la'ora shel Torah ha'amiti apnimi razei Torah asher al pi ha'ashpos, through the hashpa of razei Torah of pnimi satorah she'eshpiu al eila asher davku behem b'lo ahechsher haroi. Because in order to fix ourselves from this galus, to remove, there's like a catch-22. On the one hand, we need the rischa d'araisa to bring us back. But at the same time, since we kind of also need Pnimius HaTorah to help us realize that everything that are straying in foreign fields that Rav Kook is talking about are going off, to realize that all of that is actually Latov, and to be able to pull from the base medrash of the Ishbitzer and from Rav Tzadok to say that all of the Chatayim that I did out in Galus are actually Latoeles in some way. In order to do that, we need to go deep into the Yayin of Torah, into the Razei Torah. And when we do that, we're putting ourselves at great risk. Because when you go into the realm of Torah, like Rav Klonimus Kalman Shpil, Pius Zetzner writes in Derech HaMelech, in one of the pieces for Shavuos, he says, the Pasuk writes that Torah is compared to rain. Yarav Komatar Lechi, Erdin Hazinum. The Torah is compared to rain. And in Derech HaMelech, the Pius Zetzner writes that the reason we have Sphiris HaOmer before Matan Torah, before Shavuos, is because what happens if a person takes Chita and he plants it in the ground, and then he puts water on top of it, Chita's going to grow. And what happens if he puts barley in the ground, and then he waters it, so barley's going to grow. And what happens if a person puts some sort of poisonous plant in the ground and he waters it? So poison's going to grow. So Torah is a samachayim, and Torah is a samavasein ma'amela Torah. When a person learns Torah, I'm sure we've all met people like this, maybe Chalila, maybe some of us have had Rebbeim like this. Not currently, but maybe at some point in our life, throughout our elementary school days or something like that, you had a Rebbe who, you feel like the more this person's learning, the more nasty he's getting. Or maybe you met something like this. Because Torah is Mayim. And when the Mayim goes into the ground, if there's Chita and there's Seorah there, then what grows? Chita and Seorah. And if there's poisonous attitudes, and if there are poisonous, you know, critical poking at people type of things laying underneath the surface, Torah is only going to bring that out even more. So therefore, Rav Kook said, we have a little bit of a catch-22. We need to go deep into the Razei Torah to bring out a Geula Dikka way of looking at the world. But at the same time, we have all this schmutz from the Golos. And therefore, we need to be careful that we have it doesn't have to be limited by time, but Olam Shana Nefesh, we need to have a Cheshbon and Nefesh, to have a Sphir Sa'omer before we get Matan Torah. And so we have to walk carefully, Rav Kook is saying. If a person comes and is trying to activate these Razei Torah without the proper preparation, how many people will come to feel foreign from this way of living, or feel foreign, or will look at this and say, this is, what are you talking, you know, we'll laugh at this entire presentation that I'm giving you, an os test. Davka Maor Chaim Zeh, Asher Hashpos Bilti Mukhsharos Eila Matzmichos Mimenu Sakanos Vaasun Haolam, Davka Mimenu Titzmacha Yeshuas Yeshuas Alam Shalom. Rav Kook says at the end, you know, and a little bit, again, when you're dealing with especially something like a text like Rav Kook, especially like one of the more poetic texts of Rav Kook, the Gorsa Tshuva, this is a, if I'm not mistaken, I think Rav Weinberger put this warning also in the beginning. This is a possible read. There's other ways to read this. But the way that we're reading it now this morning, I didn't prepare this. We don't prepare these. Davka mimenu titzmach Yeshuos, Yeshuos Olam Shalom. Rav Kook is saying, despite the fact that I'm telling you that when we're going to be osik in these Razei Torah and Pnimis Torah, we're going to come back to Eretz Yisrael and we're going to have a reconnection to authentic Torah learning and authentic Torah living. So of course, that's going to come with some bumps in the road. It's going to come with some disgusting things that are going to come up. And the Torah that we're learning at first is going to seem to accentuate those things, not get rid of it. Like when Rav Nassim came to Rav Nachman in Sichas Aran, it's either in Sichas Aran or Chaim Aran, I don't remember. When Rav Nassim came to Rav Nachman for the first time, and he spent some time by him, so after a little bit, Rav Nassim turned to Rav Nachman and he said, I don't understand, Rebbe. Before I came to you, I was a little bit erlich, you know, I was okay, everything was kind of okay. I was doing the avodah, I had ups and downs, whatever, but he said, now that I came to you, all of a sudden, there's like all this stuff. There's all this like, there's this filth. There's this horrible machshavos coming in, and all these different things. What's going on? It's tzaddik emes. How is this happening? So Rabbi Nachman said to him, he said, oh, my nasan, he said, we could compare you to a pot of water that's sitting on a stove. And on the bottom of the, Chaim Aran HaSichzer, on the bottom of the pot, there's schmutz. There's all this mud. So if you take a look, and you look into the pot, the water looks pretty clear. If you even take a little spoon and you take a little bit off the top, it's like, hey, this water is pretty good. The water's not bad. And then all of a sudden you put a fire underneath and you start up the burner and all of a sudden it starts to bubble up. And all of a sudden there's all this schmutz coming up to the top. Now whereas before, it would be very difficult to scrape to the bottom and get all that stuff. Almost impossible to get all the stuff out of the bottom. Now that the schmutz came up to the top, it's very easy. You take a knife and you go along the top, or you take a spoon and you just pull off all the schmutz, and that's it. And that's what's happening. And Rav Kook is saying that's exactly what's happening. We're turning back from this foreign way of living. We've strayed in foreign fields, and all of a sudden, we're engaging Razei Torah, Pnimiyas HaTorah, and there's not a proper hechsher, but we really don't have a choice. And davka mimenu titzmach yeshuas, yeshuas alom shalom. Davka, by going through this process of a little bit tasting something that's not so good, that's a little bit muddy, and the waters seem to be accentuating, you know. In the ghetto, at least, the rabbis were in control, and we were able to kind of like reel everybody in. But it was like a bechina of what we talk about in the days of Tanakh, when they would hide idols behind the door. Everyone thought everything was okay in the ghettos, you know? And really, you had this whole thing going down underground. At least it comes to the surface in Eretz Yisrael through Pnimis HaTorah, through the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And now we can actually deal with it, Rav is saying. We can deal with it head on, and we'll be Zochet Yeshua Salam Shalom. Hofas or Atove Elyon Lachios Al Yado, Es HaKlal Ves HaPra. Through this return to ourselves, the awakening to the tsar of Oyve, we left the Nachas Avos behind. Now Rav Kook says it may not look like there's a tsar that's happening. The new yeshuv might look like they're perfectly happy having left. But I guarantee you, says Rav Kook, in the language of Rav Soloveitchik, I guarantee you that there'll be a morning, there's the morning after. Right? In Alat Shuvah. Rav Kook is saying there's that morning after where you feel this pain, this tsar of Oyve, I left Nachas Avos. And the Judaism that I tried, this new Judaism with the new Jew and the new thing, it's all a shallow, hollow, flat, two-dimensional, black and white picture of what Judaism could have been had I had a hashaka to the Ber Maim Chaim of the previous generations. But dafka from that feeling, which is going to come, and which we're feeling the pain of Nachlas Avos, we're seeing how far we've strayed. Look at the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Look at ourselves, who have left behind the Nachlas Avos. Hofas or Atove Elyon Lachios Al Yado as a cloud, as a prat. This eventually will bring an illumination, a great illumination, to the individual and to the general society of the Jewish people. Lahakim esukas David anofales, ulahaser cherpas am Hashem me'al kol ha'aretz.